Husker Radio, it is Tanner Strachman here with you back on Husker Radio. And this morning, we're pleased to have a couple gentlemen in from Nebraska Land Days to talk with us. Mr. David Fudge back in studio. Good morning, sir.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm well. I've morphed.
You're like
an amoeba. We've split.
You've split into two.
We're now like you get two for one.
You get two for one.
There's sales that way.
Yes.
I hear.
Yeah. Yeah. There are. There are. You brought in Mr. Lantis here. So is he like in waiting? Is he the guy or
you know? So
and you're like just the old guy who won't leave or
yeah,
where are we at here?
It's kind of like the bad uncle who just stays on the couch for a while. I'm just that guy, and there is actually a couch in my office. So I mean, it's every now and again, I just lay down because he's trying to handle it all.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And that's good. I mean, why not?
Yeah. Well, good morning, Mr. Lantis. It's good to have you in.
Yes. Good morning. Thank you.
You took over just from the Facebook post like a week or two ago?
Yeah. I started on February 1st.
Okay.
So it's been kind of fun and entertaining. It's a lot like drinking water through a fire hose. You're only getting a small portion of the water that's coming at you. So it's...
I was thinking of that like waterboarding or something.
Well,
that
it's a lot like that too, okay?
That comes in June. We just saved that for the stuff.
I was going to say, that time
actually, you know, we've been trying to figure out what to call him because he's not... I mean, he's the executive director. Is he the executive director in waiting? I mean, I think we ought to put a sash on him. Like when we crown this road in Nebraska in June and she has to wait until January to start her reign.
That's
we
fair.
Call her the lady in waiting. I think we just call him the...
Whatever it is, sash works great.
Yeah.
I think that would be great for the next year.
Right here.
Just
right here.
Yeah, 1 year. That's it.
I don't remember the sash being in the job description.
Well, no, there's probably a few more
duties
things.
As assigned.
Yeah, that's how you put it in at the bottom there. Yeah, yeah, exactly. David Fudge, Bob Lantis here from Nebraska Land Days because Buffalo Bill birthday bash is this weekend. All right, is this earlier than normal? Because it feels like it to me.
Yeah, so typically the bash would be on the last Saturday of the month.
Okay.
And because of some scheduling conflicts at the DNN, last year was on this same weekend, and this year is on, but next year we're back.
Okay.
They're back. I can't say we anymore.
Yeah.
They're back on its traditional last Saturday of February spot. So this will be the last year. It's just a skosh early, and but we're gonna have fun anyway. Then nobody can tell us we can't.
Exactly. It doesn't matter. It's a Saturday, so
yeah.
Mr. Lantis, what can we expect? I know that you doors open at 6, right?
Yeah, doors open at 6. So there's a couple hours about that we're gonna have a silent auction. We'll have a live auction. We'll have kind of some presentation stuff. So that goes from 6 to 9, basically. And then once that's over, our sponsorship booths will open up and serve complimentary cocktails. We've got an 80s hair band.
Right.
Hair-ish.
Okay.
Is there any?
They probably did back in the 80s, that hair.
They shaved it off.
But that's kind of when the real fun starts is shortly after 9, I guess. And so we invite everybody to come out and have fun. It's if you have kind of cabin fever and feel like really kind of celebrating this weekend's your time to do it.
Top Gun themed. Who chooses the theme? Is that his?
We have a social chair.
Okay.
That we designate every year at the arena, and actually that person's in charge of the bash as well. And so I don't know if you know Scott Erickson over at Weathercraft. Scott enjoys planning these sorts of things, and so this was his brainchild, and it's actually a pretty good brainchild. There will be some things that happen on Saturday night that don't normally happen at a bash.
Okay.
There's that saying a lot, because there's a lot of things that normally happen
like
at the bash.
That happens.
I know. I mean, so bad.
There's always a few things that happen that maybe you don't want them to.
That's very true. Yeah. Every now and again, that does happen. But, yeah, it'd be a great night. Of course, we'll have food, and Mid Plains Catering's coming out and doing brisket and fixings for us. And so the auction and the program will be at 7, and then we'll party it up starting at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, you've auctioned. You've got volleyball tickets. You've got guns and grills and trips and lots of great items. You can check those out at NebraskaLandDays.com. Get your tickets at NebraskaLandDays.com.
That too. Yeah, we'd love you to do that.
The bash. How many years?
Oh golly, I want to say this has been going on almost 40 years.
Wow.
So I get asked that question every year, and you go back and look, and it's hard to pick up some of the details out of the 80s sometimes when this stuff happened. But yeah, it, this has been going on for quite a while.
Is this a, I know that once we get to Nebraska and days actually in June, it's a, you guys don't really get it and or to enjoy much of it because you're working. Is this a working event for you guys?
It is. So my admonition to our crew is always to remember that we have duties until about 9:30, 9:45. And then, sometimes, you know, you got to just let the kids play. And so this is one of those times, that
and what a great place to let them play.
Why not? They might run laps by the end of the night. You never know. There's turf out there and soccer balls and basketball hoops. And so, yeah, we might just break out in a basketball game. Or
and the group again, that's going to be performing.
They're called Finalize, okay. Final EYES.
Okay.
And so, they're out of Colorado. And they're really good at what they do. So I've seen them a couple times over there, and so people will enjoy what they do. It is an 80s like revival is the wrong word, but they'll do a lot of the 80s stuff that we'll all know that night throughout the course of the evening.
I would guess this is probably not going to be your first Buffalo Bill birthday bash, maybe as a working employee, but probably not first.
Yeah,
attending.
No, it's not certainly. But there's been some changes over the years, venue changes and things like that. But it's still a great place. The DNN is a great place to have this event.
Yeah.
And we're really looking forward to it. So again, invite everybody, go get your tickets and come out and join us.
And this began, obviously, I'm guessing to simply raise some money for Nebraska Land Days, right?
Yeah, it is. It does fund some of the small projects that we do out the arena. And so not everybody, you know, sees those projects that this helps us fund, because sometimes they're smaller projects. But it certainly is a fundraising event for Nebraska Land Days, which is a nonprofit organization. And so, yeah, people help us. Our patrons help us complete some of the projects that we do out there.
And once Nebraska Land Days rolls around, you know, there's only a couple things that cost. There's a lot of things that don't. There's a lot of volunteers. There's a lot of things that you guys got to probably foot the bill for just to make happen that's completely free to the public. So, I mean, this is obviously helping out all that.
Yeah, for sure.
Buffalo Bill birthday bash. It's going down again at the DNN Event Center this Saturday. Doors open at 6 and the party kicks off at 9 o'clock if you're not coming out for the auction. Are those separate tickets? I don't remember how that works.
No, one ticket. Okay. You can come on in. If you have a ticket to the bash, you can come as early as 6 if you want to and stay all night, or you can come at 9 for the band. If you want to come to the auction again, that'll start about 7 o'clock. The live portion will.
Okay, and then here we go. I mean, we'll be talking Dress Western Fridays in a couple months, and then it'll be June, and we'll be talking your concerts and the Buffalo Bill Rodeo. Is that all coming along smooth?
It is, and one of the things we're starting to notice is that Jelly Roll ticket's getting a little tight.
Is it? Okay.
So, you know, if you're thinking you're going to go to that show, we're starting to get calls, hey, I want seats. Well, the seats that are left are like, one over there and one over there and one over here and one over there. And so GA is about what we have left for that show. It really is. We think that show is going to sell out, so don't camp on those tickets.
Well, when you're on a Super Bowl commercial, you're a pretty big deal.
Yeah, you're kind of big deal when you make Super Bowl commercials.
Right.
So, it's in again, I mean, those are the type of things you work for a long time to get done, and it's good to see it kind of come together in this way. So we're grateful to have Jelly on the ticket this year, and the Parker show is going to be a ton of fun as well too. So come on out.
NebraskaLandDays.com for all your tickets. And I have to mention this, or you got something? Go ahead.
Nope.
How happy are you? You got Toby Keith one more time.
Oh man, I saw that last week. And it's one of those things where the first time I saw it, it didn't really happen. And then you see it again.
Right.
But yeah, that show was supposed to happen in 20.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a pro enough to hold on to it and play it in 21. And we were really, really grateful to get that second play.
I don't know when he stopped touring, but it couldn't have been that long after.
You know,
that.
He actually was diagnosed about a year after that.
I was going to say, I thought it was.
Because we, you know, every year we kind of go through the list of avails, and he wasn't on that 22 list.
Right.
And, you know, word kind of started circulating at that point that he was going to stop touring for a while. But you know, we all got a little hopeful last fall when he played the Vegas shows we were just really, really fortunate to be able to get him that second time.
Without a doubt. Yeah, second time, because you had him in the...
Had him in 12. Okay. And sold that show out, and then played him that year after Luke Combs played that night. So it was... We've had him... We're fortunate enough to have him twice and grateful that he was here both. And great, great pro. I mean, pro's pro. He and his crew were great.
NebraskaLandAce.com. David, Bob, anything else you guys want to mention here for the Buffalo Bill Birthday Bash and beyond?
No, we just invite everybody out on Saturday. Have a good time.
Can't wait. It's always the annual party that I just can't believe you guys get away with. That's what I always say. I don't know how you guys do it, but I think it's awesome that you do. I love it. And always a good PSA to get a driver now.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get that figured out. All right, NebraskaLandAce.com. Thanks, guys, for coming in. Appreciate you.
Thanks.
Thank you.